And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The diversity consultants at Amazon are joining the unemployment line as Jeff Bezos steers his tech empire away from social engineering. After meeting with President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Amazon announced a company-wide purge of DEI programs. The shift follows similar moves at Meta, Walmart, and McDonald's as corporate America discovers what its customers knew all along. Efficient service matters more than ideological box checking. The Vatican's drift from doctrine has accelerated as Pope Francis approved openly homosexual candidates for Italian seminaries, despite clear instructions forbidding such ordinations. And the same week, Francis denounced Catholics who prefer traditional Latin Mass as mentally unbalanced, suggesting that ancient liturgy poses more danger than modern heresies. Seems like the pontiff himself is the one who poses more danger. In Virginia's House of Delegates, 51 Democrats voted to strip every protection from unborn children through birth, packaging unrestricted abortion as a constitutional right. The amendment would force taxpayers to fund procedures while eliminating parental notification, ensuring teenagers can end pregnancies without their parents even knowing. Kansas abortion numbers tell a grim story of industrial-scale death as Operation Rescue reports 19,467 lives ended in 2023, a 58% surge from the previous year. A full 78% crossed state lines for the procedures, transforming Kansas into the Midwest's destination for destruction. The Attorney General of Montana has asked the Supreme Court to restore basic parental rights after his state's highest court declared teenagers can pursue secret abortions. The case challenges a radical interpretation that minors' privacy trumps parents' fundamental rights to guide their children's medical decisions. President Joe Biden's parting gift to the abortion industry totaled $1.23 billion in taxpayer funding, with Pathfinder International alone receiving $145 million. The UN's Population Fund collected $563 million more to promote abortion worldwide, while Planned Parenthood added another $46 million to their coffers. Biden's evolution from, air quote, pro-life Catholic to abortion industry patron concluded with the final spending spree. And Starbucks has finally remembered its business model involves selling coffee rather than providing public restrooms. After years of letting anyone use their facilities, the chain has discovered that paying customers prefer not to share space with drug users. And the experiment in social justice ended as it began, with reality forcing hard choices about basic business practices. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.